WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, pianist Lear Williams plays Beethoven.
What's interesting in this piece is that most of it is gentle and tender, but right at the end of the movement there are some crashing chords, as if Beethoven is protesting against something all the same in this music.
Could it have been a thwarted love affair? Beethoven biographers have speculated about that, but pianist Lear Williams isn't so sure. He's content to let Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 28 speak for itself. The sonata highlights this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the first of a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. Every 2 years, for nearly 3 weeks, Kalamazoo, Michigan hosts what is arguably the largest gathering of keyboard artists in North America. The latest participants include revered pianist Richard Good, who'll play Brahms for us in just a few minutes, Ingrid Fleter, who starts us off with Chopin, and the Morgenstern Trio, who offer a taste of chamber music by Haydn. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, supporting and enriching the cultural, social, and economic life of Greater Kalamazoo. isgilmore.org. In 2006, Argentinian pianist Ingrid Fleter received the Gilmore Artist Award, an honor sometimes compared to the MacArthur Foundation's Genius Grants. Her appearance at the 2016 Gilmore Festival became a kind of 10th anniversary celebration of that recognition. She started an all-Chopin recital with some of her favorites, including the Nocturne in D-flat, Opus 27, No. 2. Pianist Ingrid Fleeter with Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne in D-flat, Opus 27, No. 2. Performed in Chenery Auditorium in Kalamazoo, Michigan during the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. In 2006, Ingrid Fleeter's outstanding musicianship earned her recognition as a Gilmore artist, an honor that includes generous financial and career support.
This is my 10th year, so I'm kind of celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Gilmore Award this time. A new chapter in my life just started. It was very scary at the very beginning because being always exposed at the highest level possible, because I played with wonderful orchestras since then. I got from playing maybe 10, 15 concerts a year to playing 180 or 150 concerts a year. Can you imagine that?
Pianist Ingrid Fleeter was born in Buenos Aires in 1973 and moved to Europe in 1992. Since being named a Gilmore artist, she's performed with ensembles all over the world, including the BBC Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, Los Angeles Philharmonic, Minnesota Orchestra, San Francisco Symphony, and Toronto Symphony. We'll be hearing more from her All Chopin recital at the Gilmore Festival later in this 13-part series. To anyone who follows piano music, the name Richard Good signals penetrating intelligence and musicianship. A New York Times critic once wrote that it's virtually impossible to walk away from one of Mr. Good's recitals without the sense of having gained some new insight. In 2004, Richard Good made the first of his 4 visits to the Gilmore Festival. He returned in 2016 with these 3 short, introspective pieces by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
three piano pieces from Johannes Brahms' Opus 119, a set he composed late in his life. That was pianist Richard Good performing in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College, part of the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Richard Good has made four appearances at the Gilmore. Director Dan Gustin is proud of the fact that performers eagerly return to the festival. He attributes that eagerness to the Gilmore audiences.
It's the kind of audiences that performers love to have. And most especially, they can tell when they're performing whether the audience is with them or not. And there's almost a mystical kind of connection, a feeling that's either there or not with an audience. And the fact that many of the great pianists of our time not only come, but they come back. They like to come back. I think that's the highest praise for what we do and for the audiences in this community.
That was Dan Gustin, director of the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. The Gilmore isn't just for keyboards. Chamber music, jazz, and orchestral ensembles are a big part of the festival, too. Visitors in 2016 included German group the Morgenstern Trio, a piano trio, as you might expect. They brought along this music by Haydn.
Thank you.
Joseph Haydn composed nearly 50 piano trios. We heard the opening movement of his last one from 1797. That trio in E-flat major was performed by three German musicians, the Morgenstern Trio, pianist Katharina Klipfel, violinist Stefan Hempel, and cellist Emanuel Weise have been together for about a decade now. The performance we just heard took place in Stetson Chapel in Kalamazoo, Michigan, part of the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. The group made its first Gilmore appearance in 2012. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, supporting and enriching the cultural, social, and economic life of Greater Kalamazoo. isgilmore.org. In a moment, pianist Lear Williams makes his third visit to the Gilmore Festival, and he brings along Beethoven. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Although he's wary of being pigeonholed, Welsh pianist Lear Williams is solidly linked to Ludwig van Beethoven at this stage of his career. In just 2 weeks at the 2011 Edinburgh Festival, he performed all 32 Beethoven piano sonatas. He's repeating the cycle over the course of 3 years at London's Wigmore Hall, and the recitals are being recorded for commercial release via digital download. For his appearance at the 2016 Gilmore Festival, Williams chose the first of Beethoven's five so-called late-period sonatas. Beethoven composed the Sonata No. 28 in 1815 and 16 for a pianist named Dorothea von Erdmann. Some scholars have speculated that Dorothea was the intended recipient of an impassioned love letter that Beethoven wrote but never sent. The woman's identity has been a mystery, because the letter refers to her only as his immortal beloved.
There is a possibility it might be Dorothea Erdmann, but I don't quite know about that. Certainly there is a lot of affection and tenderness in the first movement, and We could see that as a love story, maybe, but that's going a little bit too far. What's interesting in this piece is that most of it is gentle and tender, but right at the end of the movement there are some crashing chords, as if Beethoven is protesting against something all the same in this music. So there's probably some sort of story there, a thwarted love story or something, if you like.
Williams describes the next movement as a determined but joyous march, followed by a brief, searching, slow movement and a triumphant finale. And here it is, Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 28 in A major, pianist Lear Williams at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival.
Thank you.
Performing at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan, that was pianist Lear Williams with the Piano Sonata No. 28 in A Major by Ludwig van Beethoven. Williams was born in 1976 in North Wales and studied at both Oxford and the Royal Academy of Music. He's recording the complete cycle of Beethoven sonatas for release exclusively via digital download.
When I listen back to some of the studio CDs I make, I'm not very satisfied with them anymore because my interpretations have changed. Generally over time, things mellow or tempos modify a little bit in certain directions. So it was part of the idea that if I change my interpretation, we might do a re-recording and still keep the old one up there, so people can hear this process going on, as it were.
Pianist Lear Williams. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, Austrian pianist Till Fellner plays Schumann and soprano Susan Graham sings music by Berlioz and Granados. More information about the Gilmore's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmore.org. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, supporting and enriching the cultural, social, and economic life of Greater Kalamazoo. isgilmore.org. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmore staff members Maria Schneider and Jacqueline Ross. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Heaney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmore Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.